You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank. Coming up, the latest episode of Currently. Don't wanna tear you into
pieces. What's happening, everybody? Welcome back to an early KC Current offseason podcast. It's currently on no other pod, and we are crying. Chris Wright, Dan Kuser here. Chris, what's going on, man? How are you?
Oh, I'm crying right there with you, man.
Yeah, bro.
It's sad that the season's over.
Done deal.
We knew it was going to happen, right? We knew we were not going to make the playoffs, but when it hits hard. And I'm pretty bummed right now. But
yeah,
there's still a lot of NWSL playoff soccer ahead. So
a lot of playoff soccer. At least we got an email from Patrick Mahomes. That was nice that he hit me up and sent a postseason email like that.
Did you get the same one?
Damn, I thought it was special, dude. That was nice. I was like, Patrick Mahomes emailed me? Oh, dude. Hey, we're here, man. We put up our best. We gave it our best shot. All right. We went in, tried to play spoiler. I do have to ask real quick, if we would have beat Gotham, like, they would have been out, right?
Like, yeah.
I'm looking at it. Orlando would have jumped them and squeezed into the playoffs. So Orlando were the biggest KC Current fans on Sunday. And we couldn't get it done for them. Wouldn't that have been wild?
You know, we'll talk about decision day because we'll break it down. But I feel so bad for Orlando, man. Like, they were seventh place, tied with two other teams with 31 points. And they had a minus one goal differential, while Gotham and Angel City each had, one goal, positive one goal is a goal differential. And Orlando, I just feel so bad. Angel City beat Portland. What, 5-1?
City squeezed in there. Sydney LaRue getting bicycles all over the place. What in the world is going on?
I mean, the fact that they made it in with a two goal differential, but beat the best team in the league. They're one of the best teams by four goals is wild.
Yeah, and kept Portland from getting that pie platter of a shield. Tell me you saw this.
That is the worst thing. That is terrible.
That's the trophy, bro. I'm pretty sure I have one of those in my cabinet.
My grandma probably has like 10 of them.
It's a pie plate. What is that? I mean, Thanksgiving's right around the corner, so they're like, here you go, ladies. Pumpkin pie.
Embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
It's pretty weird when the men's overall shield is, you know, as big as your, like, chest, right? Well, my chest. No. And the women's are like, hey, look at this cute little thing. And it's like, God dang it. This is just embarrassing. At least NWSL is partnering with Tiffany & Co. for the new trophy.
Those look pretty sweet. I'm not going to lie. It's a huge improvement.
I mean, that partnership, though, Tiffany's done partnerships with, like, Nike. They've had, like, very expensive sneakers. Sneakerhead here, guilty. And I'm like, can't afford those, but, man, that'd be dope. So to have them partner with a trophy, it's going to be blinged. It's going to be blinged up.
Did you see the pictures?
Honestly, no. Googling now.
Well, it's in our format if you want to scroll down to the bottom. Saying you have a couple minutes. Here.
Yeah. Scrolling. Gee, man, Christmas, you got screenshots. Oh, baby. Look at that guy.
That looks pretty sweet.
And the fire in the background keeping it warm for you.
Yeah, and they have some pictures without the fire, but, gotta throw some fire in there.
I mean,
fire makes everything better.
Dude, it looks good. And right next to that MVP trophy as well, which is just over half the size of the champion trophy. So that'd be pretty cool to win.
And I think I read something that they are intending to change the shield trophy, but this took priority, you know, those two. So next year... I think they're going to
want to keep that.
how do you try and recruit top players in other leagues when you're like, this is the Shield Trophy? This is,
right,
half a year's worth of hard work.
And if you want to win the regular season, here's a frisbee for your troubles. We're not the only ones making fun of this, right? We're not being insensitive. Like, everyone's laughing at this, right?
It's pretty bad.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're not being dicks and everyone's being dicks.
No, it's one of those things, like, you see all the progress the NWSL has made, and then you see that, and it just kind of brings you back down a notch. Like, there's still work to be done.
Like, it's like looking back where you came from, it's like, oh, we haven't gone that far. We little further to go.
Not as far as we thought.
Oh, my God. Oh, dude, it's a wild week, man. NWSL playoffs are among us. As mentioned, we drew with Gotham on Sunday. I'm kind of a newly converted Swifty over here. Are you familiar with that term?
I'm very familiar. I'm very.
Bro, I had a hell of a time at the concert film. I just got to throw it out there. I just keep thinking about it. It was so immersive. I had a great
time. Did you sing along with all the Swifties?
I don't know all the words. She tells a story, though. I mean, she's good with words, right, as she writes these songs.
Yeah.
But my brain works differently. Someone could be rapping about the most insensitive shit and just offensive. I wouldn't know. I'm just getting down because it's a funky beat. Like, I hear music over words. A lot of other people hear words, but the beat doesn't really get them. So I'm just like, and there's some songs that did not age well that I didn't know what they were singing about. I was like, oh, shit, that was weirdly sexual. What am I doing?
I'm the same way. I listen to a lot of, like, German music. I'll listen to music from anywhere.
Oh, and, you have no idea what they're singing.
Well, I mean, yeah, like, I'm not a lyrics guy. Like, yeah. Nick is not either. You know, I'm just not a lyrics guy. I'm a beat. If you can have the best lyrics in the world, but if it's with a bad beat or with a bad, like, riff of a song, I don't really care.
So, I gotta tell you, we weren't batting an eye when Black Eyed Peas sang "Let's Get R-Worded," and then they had to change it to "Let's Get It Started," and it's like, oh, that would have been a better thing first.
Yeah,
funky beat, not great words.
Yeah. So I could be like singing things I have no idea, and I do in a foreign language, and I just kind of really hope it's not insensitive. But you know,
that's risky.
It's very risky. It's very risky. So it was a good time, though. It was a good time.
But that's what it is. You know, I cried a little bit. Like, just okay. Music moves me. I was a music major, you know. And it just, if it's like I got a good melody going on, man, I'll get in my feels a bit. It's a little wild.
So if I went, would I be around a bunch of other people singing their hearts out?
Maybe not anymore, right? Because, like, the newness of the opening weekend is kind of wearing off. We went at noon on a Sunday. So it was, like, not too bad. But it's damn near 3 hours of music, and that's a great concert. That's a hell of a time.
I feel like you kind of have to participate. It's one of those things you can't just sit there and be quiet and watch. Am I wrong? Okay.
I mean, some people clapped and hooped and hollered like an actual concert. Some people had glow sticks. I was like, that's dope. But I just sat there and enjoyed it like a movie. You know, no one really bothered me, so it was fine. Pretty wild, man. We're in our Taylor Swift era with the whole Chiefs connection and everything. It's all I want to talk about. So you guys want to talk about it, get at me.
We'll bring you updates throughout the offseason. How about that?
Yeah, getting a fan page on Twitter here. Hold up. Oh, man. Hey, this starting 11, dude, just as good as it could be. I mean, it's we weren't phoning it in. We weren't taking the week off because we were eliminated. This is the best choice lineup to put out to compete. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Yeah. Kaiser had an excused absence, and so did Stina. So,
yeah, neither one. Kaiser, was that like her brother's wedding or something?
Yeah,
yeah. I do want to just preface this little segment with Alexa Spanstra for president. Just gonna throw that out there. Please stay in KC, Spanstra, because you've been a little badass these last few games. I'm just like, I'm floored that that quality is there, man. Taking shots outside the box. Just cutting it in and curling it over there.
She nutmegged that defender, yeah, and then went across the face of the box and put the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah, she's sassy.
Just unreal. Like, the fact that we got to watch her develop all year, it has been so much fun. And that's, you know, that's why, you know, something like the Challenge Cup was so important. Because we didn't have a chance to see her get on the field, really, until the Challenge Cup. And that gave her an opportunity to get those reps, get those minutes, and kind of get that experience. And now, you know, we had a hell of a rookie class. Hell of a rookie class.
Yeah, I, man, I feel like, look, I jumped the gun a little bit for a minute. I was so hype over Spanstra. I totally did not mention that we gave up two goals in the first 15 minutes, something like that, right?
Yeah, 15 minutes.
Not great. Don't like to see our old buddy Kristen Edmonds getting an assist. Love to see her flopping around, though. Good to see that she's just falling down with not getting pushed and getting fouls called. Like, that's the kind of game we want to play? Okay, go for it. I didn't think we were men soccer players. I thought we were badass women who don't flop.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if a long time ago when this team came back from Utah, we had I think it was a Challenge Cup game. I can't remember exactly, but we were playing Portland, and you know there was a bit of a scuffle between Morgan Weaver and Kristen Edmonds, and Kristen pushed her in the face, got in her face, pushed her hands to the face. I think there's like three red cards. I think that was the most in a game. So she has some sass. She has some badass to her. She has some fire. So to see her kind of flop it's like, you know, it's one of those things like, what happened, Kristen? You go to Gotham.
You go to Gotham, start making these TikToks where you got no rhythm. I don't know what that's about.
I have no rhythm on if I were to make TikToks. I can't say anything.
I know. Just don't make them, buddy. Don't do it. Don't get on there. Actually, we should get on there. We should. We'd be TikTok famous. We'd be too famous, you guys. We can't get on there. It'd be no good. Hey, before we get in and start taking a deep dive into this game, want to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app. Find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/BlueWire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
How do you like my mustache?
I like it. I dig it.
Crushing it, dude. All great men have mustaches. Do you know that?
What are you trying to say? I'm not great?
Not great, bro. All great men got it. so I got a little beard oil. Put some oil on that guy. And then you finish it off with the balm to kind of get all stray hairs all mushed together. It's a process, you know?
What a partial mustache. Does it have to be a full, or can it be just a couple of whiskers here and there?
No. Okay. Hold up. Nick's saying, our producer, Nick, great guy. great guy. Horrible take sometime. He said, beard oil is a ripoff. And I have to say, you're wrong, sir. You don't have the long hair. The beard, you have to oil. It keeps you from having like dandruff on your shirt, for God's sakes. Beard dandruff. And hair needs oil back in it because you shampoo it. You wash your face. It strips it of all its essential nutrients. You got to oil up. Everyone knows this.
I don't know it.
Well, you don't know this because you've had the same cowlick hairdo you for 27 years over here.
I mean, I wish I could change it, but it's what God gave me.
Nick, we need to get you a makeover, my friend. We'll get you in the chair like a cup of girl.
Can we get a beard oil sponsor here? And you know,
hey,
not a bad idea.
I know a guy, KC. We'll get that going. dude, I do want to point out. We had almost as many shots on goal as Gotham had, all right? It's 4-5. They had 5. Their expected goals, 1.38 to 0.94. Possession was pretty equal. Passing accuracy, pretty equal. They peppered us a little more with shots. Not so much shots on goal, but 14-8 on shots total. It just felt bad right out the gate when Midge, love Midge Purse, really love her. And she just puts one away on us, so don't really love her anymore. 6 minutes, dude. I didn't know what to feel. I was like, this sucks. This is how it's going to go. This is going to set the tone for my next 2 hours of watching this game.
I thought the same thing. I was thinking, like, all right, the last game of the season, you want to finish strong. We were all hyped up about it. You know, we wanted to be the spoiler. And right out the gate, just bad defending, great strike. Some bad defending, and I was just hoping. I didn't think that we would be able to come back from behind like we did. Like, I thought if they were going to score or if we get a couple goals, they could just park the bus, pack it in, and that'd be kind of how the day would go.
You're right. And going down 2-0 in the 15th minute, Yasmin Ryan, my sister from Kristen Edmonds, gets a second one. But everyone knows 2-0, that scoreline, that next goal is the most important. And we took advantage. You mentioned that we wanted to play spoiler and kind of wanted to play it a little more because on the Snacks podcast with Lynn Williams and Sam Mewis, Lynn in jest was like, oh, you know, Casey Current's already out of it. You know, can't they just let us have this? You know, I know it was a joke, but I'm like, oh, we ain't let you have nothing. Oh, you don't let no one have nothing in sports, man. And we didn't. We made it very hard on them. Also, something of note, Sam Mewis kind of refers to Casey Current not really as her team, kind of refers to him in like third person situation. Not third person. I don't know. What is it? Second person?
Like, you know, they, them.
Yeah. Like a they, them, and not us. You know, she never truly has claimed Casey Current as her own. And the entire city kind of got behind Sam Mewis. Really wanted to, you know, see her play, see her be healthy, see her be successful. And, you know, I think she's getting her medical bills paid for by Kansas City. So it's just kind of weird. I kind of expected her to maybe be like on the sidelines or be at, you know, do some signings or something. I don't know what the contract entails, but it's been a weird ride with Sam Mewis, wouldn't you say?
I think right out the gate, and Vanessa even had the same observation I did. When she did her introductory press conference, you can see, you know, Angie Long's over the moon, you know, introducing her, super happy. You know, Kansas City, as a soccer community, we're all ecstatic. And it just never felt like she bought in fully. And I could be wrong, by the way. I could very well be wrong. But that was just an observation I had and Vanessa had. So it's not much of a surprise that she didn't do much with the team, but it is at the same time, you know. Last year, she was on the sideline a lot, right? Mm-hmm. She was being that kind of veteran leader, even though she wasn't playing, you know, on the training ground, you know, on the field, you know, helping coach players up, share her experience, share her leadership ability. And last year, we went to the finals. I'm not saying that was a difference maker, but I'm sure that certainly helped last year and could have helped this year. I know she's rehabbing from an injury. You know, there is points when, you know, she couldn't even walk, right? Towards the beginning of her surgery or right after. I thought having her do some signings with the fans, still be somehow engaged, be, you know, with the team, if possible. I mean, not all the time, right? She's not going to play, but just come into Kansas City here and there, be with the team. I thought that's what we would have been looking at with her contract, but none of that actually came into fruition.
Yeah. And you know, people have talked about this. We're not the only ones having this discussion. It's just, we're just wildly speculating. Like, I don't know if she's here next year.
And I still love Sam. I would love it, but you know, I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah. I mean, who knows if she'll play again? I mean, is she hoping to?
I don't know. I don't think anybody really knows, sadly.
Hard to say. Well, we veered there for a minute. We're down 2-0, 15 minutes in. 11 minutes later, Alexa Spanstra, dude. Alexa freaking Spanstra. She just took it into her own hands. And I do want to say, Alex Loera is a great player. Did she give away a ball that led to that first? Was it the first goal where she just took a real bad touch, like a heavy touch?
Yeah.
And gave it away right out the bat. And it was like, wow, that's not in her wheelhouse. That's not what Loera does. But she does hit this beautiful long ball to Spanstra down the right-hand side, cuts in, beats two defenders, long-ass shot over the goalkeeper. And it was gorgeous, man. Her first career goal regular season was last weekend, and she bounces back with this. So consecutive matches. It sucks we don't have another one right now to talk about, to get hyped, just maybe see another Spanstra goal. She's also the freaking, or Loera is also the club leader in assists. Did you hear that? Fourth assist of the season.
Okay.
And her assists aren't just little, bloop, like little passes off. They're like long balls. She hits that long ball.
Well, speaking of that, I know we're going to touch on it in a minute. I don't want to get there just yet, but that Dabinia cross where it was an own goal from Jenna Neiswanger, that pass to Dabinia was Loera. So she won't get credit for it, for an assist or,
yeah,
but the run of play, she set that whole thing up. But going back to the Spanstra goal, man, you know, I feel like she should take the, you know, Rob Van Dam, like, whole effing show. I feel like that's what, you know, should be her nickname.
Whole effing show. There it is.
Yeah, her motor is incredible. She works so hard. She's great on ball. She kind of reminds me of I don't want to say this lightly, but she has a lot of ability like a Dabinia. Like, her vision's incredible. She can see a lot of things. She can handle on-ball pressure. You'll see, you know, defenders running at her where it looks like she doesn't have, you know, an angle to make the pass, but she'll make a move, get out of the situation, and make the easy pass. I can't say enough about her vision. And then, you know, her ability to finish, to hit those long shots, her back heel pass or assist last week as a rookie to see what she is doing. I mean, we can only be excited about, you know, year two and moving forward.
Alex Loera. That's what it is. It's right there. The whole effing show, man. But you're right. No, you mentioned it. She lobs the ball over the back line, finds Dabinia. Dabinia tries to get it across to Hamilton. It gets a little own goal action, but that's the creation. That's what happens. And if we lose this game, we're maybe not talking about the good things Loera does. We're maybe talking about that heavy touch she had in the sixth minute. We're maybe talking about that a little more because it was very uncharacteristic of her to, you know, maybe not check her shoulder and see that a defender's coming, or just kind of be lazy on it. So she knew it right away when it was poked in the goal. She just puts her head down like she knew what happened.
And I was a little frustrated with the second goal from Gotham. It just felt like Yasmin and Ryan kind of cut up the box, right? I saw a couple players do a little bit of a half lunge, expecting somebody else to step up. And it was just, they got caught kind of being lazy, ball watching.
Yeah. It's wild that the assist goes to Hamilton, you know? Because, yeah, like, you know, Ryan did all the work there at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Man, well, it was, I mean, dude, so you're looking at, now it's 2-1. It's like, well, this is wild. Okay. 2-2 now. In the first freaking half. You're like, did we just watch four goals in the first half? Can't wait to see what the second half has in store. And I'll let you know
snoozefest.
No goals, man. Nothing. I was like, someone's going to win this game. Or it's going to end like 3-3, 4-4, something, right? And nothing came. You know, AD French had to come up clutch a few times. Elizabeth Ball, dude. Elizabeth Ball had like a sprinting opportunity. And even the broadcaster was like, is that Elizabeth Ball? What is she doing?
She like slide tackled the keeper.
Yeah. It was wild because you look and you're like, who's that new forward? What the?
You know, as a defender, you know you never have those moments, but you're just waiting for it. You're just give me a chance. Get me in, coach. Like, let me make that run. And I'm going to make the most of it. And she did.
You don't normally see a center back doing that.
No. And I can't think of the last time Elizabeth Ball had that one-on-one run. So yeah. I'm sure she was just, couldn't believe what she was seeing and just wanted to make the most of that opportunity.
All the outside backs were just like, oh, well, I guess we'll stay back. She's going forward. I guess we'll slot in centrally here.
Not even I want to help assist on the play. Like, oh, I'll just hang back and, cover her.
Kind of need to. Like, our center back's up there being a striker. So, good stuff. Love to see it, though. Love to see it. Well, dude, this just, I love not seeing Lynn Williams score. Love to see that. She hasn't scored. They kept saying it. She hasn't scored since, like, June something. Is that right?
I'm not sure, but I think it's been a while.
Cool.
She had a great start. She had a hell of a start. She came out, I think she was leading the league in goals at one point.
Yeah.
We were looking like suckers for the trade. I mean.
Mm-hmm. And then went to the World Cup and maybe lost her confidence because she wasn't played enough.
Yeah.
Like, she just kind of rode the bench, man, and came back and wasn't really in form anymore. So in that sense, I guess you blame the World Cup.
Yeah. She was on fire until she went to play.
She was dangerous, though, man. Like, French had to come up big for her a couple times. When she was on the ball, you were like, oh, shit. She's quality. Like, it's like, scary.
Please don't. Please don't. Like,
yeah, right? This was... What do you think about the their attendance for this game? Red Bull Arena is a big place. They had 9,000 people there, New York Red Bulls don't even really fill it up, honestly. I've been there, and it's a very, very large place.
I mean, I think it's disappointing, especially because it was Ali Krieger's last match, who had a hell of a save, by the way, on the goal line. When Hamilton took that ball and got that shot off, and she came flying in and was able to basically, prevent a goal.
Right. If she holds up on that shot and maybe just takes a second and lets Ali Krieger just go flying by, I think maybe she has time to put that away, but coulda, shoulda, woulda. Ali Krieger had a hell of a final match. Well, not final match because playoffs coming, right?
Final home match, maybe. See where they play, but.
They don't have hosting capabilities because they're that final seed, right?
Yeah, which goes to your point, 9,000 K or plus or whatever in attendance. I don't know how that's. You're sending off a national team legend.
Well, it's rough. I mean, she's no Megan Rapinoe, I guess. Rapinoe gets like 35,000 people there. New York, 9,000.
Per capita. I mean, I know we talked a little bit about it, but, in a previous podcast on attendance, but I don't understand how they're not getting more butts in seats.
Have you been up there at all? You don't go to many away games. It's not that easy to get to. I mean, it's in like Harrison, New Jersey. Not really commutable. It is, but it isn't. So you go to somewhere like Seattle and you got people going to places nearby and just walking to the game. Harrison, New Jersey, not exactly a walkable situation. So it was different. Okay. We definitely had to lift there and
which quite not cheap either.
Right. Quite the different situation. So, well, season is in the bag, my friend. Ending with a draw. Could have played spoiler for Ali Krieger's final match, but Ashlyn Harris was too busy playing spoiler for that.
Damn.
Rough.
And by the way, just one quick note on that game. I love their resilience to come back. they could have very easily packed it in on a meaningless game, you know, but they came back and they weren't going to give up. So
I'm
just happy they didn't, you know, just take that L and lay down after going down 2-0.
You take that into the offseason, new stadium opening up, little momentum going into that, little chip on your shoulder.
Something positive to look for with, you know, again, with Spanstra, right? Like
100%. Michelle Cooper growing next year, sophomore year.
Robinson had a decent year. She was thrown right into it against some of the best players in the world, and she grew over the course of the season. So,
yeah. Let's take a quick break and come back and hit a bunch of tidbits. Stay right there.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app. Find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network.
Hey, I do want to piggyback on what I teased there is that I didn't know so many people cared about Ashlyn Harris and Allie Krieger and their personal life. It is quite out in the open now, and it's like, dude, normal people get divorced. No one bats an eye. No one gives a shit. It happens. It's sad. You know, you move on. You're in a healthier place, hopefully. But when you're in like the spotlight like this, and Ashlyn Harris is getting so much hate, like people are posting her worst mistakes as a goalkeeper, I'm like, stop. As a goalkeeper, anyways, one, you could have 10 great moments, but one mistake is what's going to be out there for your legacy. It sucks, dude. Goalkeeper is an unforgivable role, and it's hard. It's hard to get on the field as a goalkeeper for one, but two, you make one mistake, it's all everyone's talking about. So now this divorce thing's happening, and Ashlyn's dating someone new, and it's like, apparently they've been separated for a bit. Why is everyone bashing Ashlyn, thinking she tried to spoil, you know, she filed papers the week before the game just to spoil her final game?
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know if that, you know, we don't know if Allie was okay with it, or like, go ahead and do it, get it over with, you know. Yeah. She knew it was coming. You know, I don't know. I know People magazine, I think, reported at first, to my knowledge, or that's where I first saw it. So I think
that was TMZ, honestly, or actually like a fan did. A fan leaked it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I wish this would have not been the topic of conversation on her last, you know, potential last game.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. I think she handled it with grace as best you can. And
we got to mention it. It's in WSL news, but also, I'm annoyed. I hate it. I think it's the most dumb thing in the world. They're adults. We're adults. What are we talking about it for?
Yeah, it's kind of juicy if you're, you know, kind of into that thing. But
tell me how that affects you, people. Tell me how anyone's relationship affects you at all. People just want to talk.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to be entertained by it. I'll say that. If you're into that thing, it's easy to be entertained. At the end of the day, it's not your life. You know, let people live their life. Like, I don't know.
I say that, but
here we are, the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift stuff. So I don't know if we're hypocrites. But
all great men have mustaches, baby. I will say, you want more eyes on NWSL soccer? Here you are. You know, get a juicy little divorce paper thing going on, and people are all of a sudden paying attention.
Yeah. Bring Taylor Swift to a Kansas City Current game, man. Like, that would...
Apparently, Alex Morgan is like, Taylor's always welcome to come to San Diego. Shut up, Alex. Just shut up. She ain't going there.
We already have enough in San Diego and LA. Let us have this Midwest thing. She's from Tennessee, I believe, Taylor Swift. Let us have a Midwest. Tennessee's not
Philly?
Midwest. Oh, yeah, that's right. But she did live in Tennessee, I think.
Well, yeah, she got her music start and everything.
I don't know.
I'll let you know. I'm currently studying to be a Swiftie, so we'll...
Okay. Correct me on anything Swift.
I'll let you know. Dude, I just feel that... oh, my God. I lost my fucking train of thought. Alex Morgan. Oh, I remember. Mark Cuban can shut the hell up, too. Do you know about Mark Cuban?
Yeah, trying to get her to date a player in Dallas. Yeah.
Who does that? Who goes and says, I need to break up with this guy and go for this guy? Shut up, Mark Cuban, you rich asshole.
I mean, yeah, on this edition of Taylor Swift podcast, you know, like,
Now, what are we doing?
But did you see what Travis Kelce said? Like, you know, I'm happy to sign like a 10-day contract.
Right.
Or something exactly. like that.
I'll be one of your players, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know why people care so much about other. Just let people love. Just love, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm right
you
there.
Look,
with
love,
you.
Look at your face. You look sour, pussy.
I
didn't mean to say that word like that, but that.
I, you know,
I'm sour puss.
You know, moving on. Decision day results.
Hey, decision day results, man. San Diego took the freaking crown.
I think this is the second year in a row, or maybe the third and 4 years or something, that Portland was ahead on the last day and blew it. For the Shield. So
last year it happened same way?
I think so. I think they lost to OL Reign on the last game. So Portland clearly missing out on that $15K per player bonus you get. They've already made enough
here,
but you know,
Portland scored a lot of goals, man. They also let in, they scored 11 more than San Diego, but also allowed 10 more than San Diego, right? So it all kind of equals out with the differential, but they showed that they can score goals. Yeah. As Sophia Smith wins, you know, Golden Boot.
I just feel so bad for Orlando because I was really hoping for Orlando to get in. They're kind of my underdog. They came on at a good time, and all they had to do was win and not allow, you know, hope that Gotham didn't win and not allow, but not, they couldn't control it, but hope that Angel City wouldn't win by like three or more goals. That's exactly what happened. So, I mean, and they won too. They did what they could to control the outcome, but I'm just surprised that Angel City put it on Portland. Portland had something to win. The Shield was on the line, and they just got absolutely blasted.
And that's okay, because then Portland's going to have this fire under them going into the playoffs. They still got their bye. You know, top two teams don't have to play. So they're still in a good position, right? They just don't have a pie platter to show for it. And that's fine. I think that'd be a favorable position, man, because you want to win it all rather than winning the regular season trophy anyways. You want that NWSL championship at the end of the year.
Right.
5-1 Angel City, man. The story was Sydney LaRue's bicycle kick. And then video surfaces of her and her son practicing bicycle kicks in the yard like a year ago, which I'm like, that's kind of wild. And then the video shows her son like in the stands, just in shock that she hit that. And she did. She hit that from a ridiculous angle, for God's sakes. Wasn't even in front of the goal. Was far off to the side. And it just slants into the goal. I couldn't believe that. This woman has not played the whole year. Like, she's been out, in and out, right?
Right.
And then she just comes in and shows why she's still good.
It was fun. It was a fun goal, man. I mean, I think as any striker, you kind of dream of getting a bicycle kick, or anybody who plays, you know, having that opportunity. And it usually doesn't work out well when you try it. You jump, you fall on your back, you could like hurt your shoulder, you whiff or you sky the thing. The odds of actually making a goal off of a bicycle kick are probably very, very, very low, but she did it beautifully.
Have you ever done it? You ever made one?
I did as a kid.
Shit. So you remember that?
Damn right I remember that.
Wow. I remember all my goals too, but I've never even like attempted one. Never even like thought to or been in the position. It's just crazy.
And that was back when I could like jump up, get some air, hit the ground, and then be okay and fly right back up. No problem. Now,
right,
it's gonna take a couple extra minutes to recover from that.
Listen, now I do it, and it's like, call the wife, get the heating pad warmed up. So,
text Marissa, hey, it's gonna be a rough one. You know, just
be
ready.
Get the ice bath going. All right, babe. Horrible time. Well, hey, good to see Chicago Red Stars came out and they were themselves. You know, a little losing 3-0 ain't no thing. They must love playing us though, because they know they can score against us.
Yeah,
it's weird.
You know, Chicago. Real quick, one thing I saw last night that took me by surprise: Alyssa Nayer has let in, when I say let in, their defense put them in this situation. They have goals against 50.
Whoa.
50. I don't know if that's a league record. I'm gonna check because I'm curious myself. They let in 50 goals against.
That's true, man. They are negative 22 differential, and we're negative 6 as the next worst. Like, a negative 6 doesn't even sound that bad. Negative 6 is that number where you just missed out on the playoffs, right? And essentially, we did. We were 5 points out. So this whole the standings has been one of the closest races in recent memory. Like, I know they play a lot less games than a lot of other leagues at 22, right? But it's been a pretty tight race all year.
Yeah. I am looking at something that's interesting, and you know, the Spirit lost to North Carolina. I know I'm jumping ahead here, but I have a fun stat.
Yeah.
Did you see that Trinity Rodman red card, by the way?
I think it was shown on the broadcast.
Okay.
What'd she do?
She got the ball taken and she went to catch up, and it looked like she wanted to do some contact, but she also kind of like caught the player's foot from behind, and she's like stepping on it, like just literally stepped on her foot, and the player's foot slid. It was a clear red. It was a red. Yeah. It looked like it wasn't intentional. It looked like she wanted to maybe foul them or get some contact, but not quite a
red.
Early,
right? Like an early red.
It was very early, and that kind of set the tone, especially against the North Carolina team, has the highest possession percentage in the league by far. You can't go down a player, and you know, their courage.
If they would have won, man, that pops them into the freaking fourth seed.
Yeah.
And then instead, they're on the outside. They're in the eighth position looking in.
And here's the craziest stat to me. They had the fewest, Washington Spirit had the fewest losses of any team. They had only 6 losses, and they didn't make the playoffs. So out of all the teams that made the playoffs, they had the fewest losses.
Yes, they did. That is
6.
That is wild.
Yeah.
But they had a lot of draws in there. They had more draws than wins. So it's like, if you can't get the 3 points throughout the year, it's not going to happen.
Right.
You know, I mean, we had more wins than they did.
Yeah. Let me ask you, how did you watch? Did you watch like all the games? Were you bouncing back or forth? Or were you checking the scores or standings as the?
I was checking the standings as the games were going, but I just watched the KC Current game.
Yeah,
staying locked in there. It's Trinity Rodman's got to feel very silly for getting that. How early was the red? It was early, right?
Yeah, I'll find out real quick.
I mean, because when that happened, you kind of knew. Wow, they. I mean. Win and they're in, essentially. Other things had to happen, and other things did happen, and they could have absolutely made the playoffs. Gotham would have been out, would have been a very sad story, and in that situation, KC Current would have played spoiler by keeping them to a stalemated draw. But man, Washington Spirit was on top of the world for a lot of the year, a lot of the season, man, and Trinity Rodman's part of that equation. And when she goes out, kind of a done deal. You might as well go home.
23rd minute. So, I mean,
very early.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I mean, the bracket is set, my friend. I mean, the games start this weekend, right? Or no, Friday. There's a Friday night game and a Sunday game for those quarterfinals, the teams that don't have a bye. So that'd be fun. Any predictions for that? You got Gotham versus North Carolina and Angel City versus OL Reign.
So I'm going to start with Friday. Angel City plays OL Reign. I'm gonna go Angel City. They've been on a tear. They had a huge, I don't know if it continued or if they lost. I can't remember. But they had a huge unbeaten streak. And they're firing on all cylinders.
Been fired up.
Their coach, you know, she was an interim coach, and she's clearly going to keep her spot. I don't see any way how Angel City lets their interim coach go. Tweed, she's bringing the best out of those players. their form has been great. I see LA, Angel City, advancing over OL Reign. OL has been very hit and miss. They beat a bad Chicago team, so you can't put much stock into that. I think that North Carolina is going to beat New York on Sunday.
I concur with both of those assessments, honestly. Do want to take a quick side note here. You mentioned the term interim coach, and it's very much sounded like Coach Hoiblum was lobbying for her job at the end of this season in a little interview, saying she thinks she's done enough to show that she can be a head coach in this league, whether here or at another team. And is anyone going to say bullshit? I'm so sorry. What is enough? I don't know. What's enough? Taking us to the Challenge Cup final and losing, I guess, or making us miss the playoffs. I mean, I don't know. Not changing the formation up until the final couple games.
I think it's tough because I think she did a good job.
I don't want anyone to lose their job, by the way. I just want to preface that. I don't think it's great for anyone to be fired, but I think it's very cheeky to just be like, yeah, I think I should be a head coach. And it's like, oh, shit. Okay, show your worth, girl.
I mean, if you take a look at the comments on some of the tweets where, you know, they covered her, that comment, nobody is, you know, nobody's really agreeing with her. Most people are like last or second to last place, you know, they'll pulling out that. I think she did some really good things in tough situations. You know, this team was injured throughout most of the year. We were never, ever, ever, ever fully healthy.
She didn't have a great hand to deal with, right?
She had a good roster, but just we couldn't get the roster on the field at the same time. Yeah. I think she did do a lot of good things. But even with that being said, I don't know how, you know, we can have the roster, even as we had injuries throughout and we had to make adjustments. Some players were able to play at times, others not at times. I don't think you can finish 11th place and earn a spot or earn that head coach position, especially this, you know, we talk about it all the time. This front office is demanding. We are not here to finish second, third, fourth, or fifth. We're here to finish first every time. These Longs don't fuck around. The Mahomes, they like to win. They know what it's like to win. This front office will invest every resource possible, including building a new stadium, a new training facility, sparing no expense to win. I don't know how the salary cap situation is working. I'm not going to question it. I don't know, but like they want to win and they're going to put all their resources towards that. I don't see how we finish 11th and somebody keeps their job.
Okay, let's talk about that then. You mentioned you want to win. We want to win. We all got an email thanking the fans, thanking the supporters from Patrick Mahomes. Thank you, Patrick. Thanks for sliding into my emails. And I feel that there was a turn. There was something said in there that kind of made me do this. And it said that every year we like to build off the success of the previous year. And we have done that. And I'm like, what'd we do last year, Chris? I believe we were there at the NWSL Championship. You know, we were there, runners up. So technically, to build off of that, or at very least, match it, would be to compete for that again. There was no build. What did we build other than a stadium? Is that what they're referring to? That's what we built upon? Roster construction, maybe?
I think roster construction is about the only positive you can point to there. You know, the rookies obviously have, I think we're happy, really happy with how the rookies turned out. So, and maybe some
first year, it was easy to build off the first year.
Yes.
Because we were playing in a baseball stadium, a little minor league baseball stadium, not doing shit, not winning until summertime, right?
Right. I just, you know, and I would like to think that, you know, she has a role. She can still be with the team, but just not a head coach, you know, assistant. I don't know how many assistants they're allowed to have. Lee Wynn came in and fulfilled her role that she left taking the interim head coach job. So I don't know if she, you know, even has a role on this team if she's not the interim head coach. But I don't see how we, you know, retain her after finishing 11th.
A lot of people are throwing out Vlatko Andonovsky's name. A lot of people speaking that into existence. Papa V is what I call him. Well, do you see any, would that help? Does that do anything? Can that man do, you know, he just lost out of the World Cup. Like, what do we, what's he going to do?
He has a much better track record as a club coach than a national team coach. He has two championships at Kansas City. He's endeared himself with the Longs in the front office. And how can you not, when he's had the success that he's had coaching women's soccer on a club level? The one, you know, I'm open to it. I'm definitely not anti, you know, Antonovsky. The one thing that I think would give me a little hesitation is that during the World Cup, a lot of players came out in some form or fashion, mentioned how they did not like how, you know, the positions they were put in, or they were critical of Vlatko on the national team. And how can you bring national team players over if he's the coach and they had that experience? Or, you know, how can you retain some national team players, some, if they hear some of their friends and teammates say some of those things?
Coaching a national team is far different from coaching a club. You don't get near as much time with these players. Meaning you don't get time for them to gel, right? So to be in charge of a club gives you a little, you know, it's, I would say it's less of a challenge. I'd say being in charge of a national team is a huge challenge.
Very much so.
You know, so there is no rumor here. There's no one saying like, oh, Vlatko's having conversations with the Longs and the Mahomes.
But you know what's happened. I mean,
what are you talking about? You can't say that, though.
I mean,
how do you know?
Because he comes to current games. He's come to the games. He's come to the current games.
Insane.
Yeah. You know, he can, he's there to scout players as well when he was coaching for the national team.
Is he in the South Stand?
Probably not. Probably not. There's no way in this world, I think, that they have not had some contact or communication at any point in time, especially amid reports that the Curragh were interested once he got let go. So, I mean, I don't think we have to read between the lines too much. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not looking at multiple people as well, right? Like, they're not putting all their eggs in the Vlatko basket. I just think the conversations had to have happened. I would bet a lot of money that that's at least been a conversation between the two.
I bet you could save money to keep Coach Weirbloom. You know, I think, you know, I don't know. What's that price tag look like? I think,
you know, they're a billionaire, or, you know,
yes,
I am sparing no expense, and they don't have to fit under a cap on those. So, like, you know,
but what is Weirbloom? Okay, Weirbloom's going to have an interview. Like, they will have a conversation, and I think that looks like, if we choose to retain you, what do you do next year? Like, what? How can you change things, build off of things? You know, and I don't know what she says. I don't know what fight she has in her corner.
Injuries, I think, is probably the elephant.
Just blame injuries. I mean, that's just placing blame. It's like, I want to know what you can do. Right. Don't tell me that it's someone else's fault. Oh, you didn't have the tools necessary. You got to do with the tools you're given.
Well, especially since even our injured starting lineups without the injuries, we still had better roster than a lot of these teams, in my opinion.
Exactly. No, you're right.
So I don't think. I don't think there's anything she could say that if I'm in the front office, that would make me retain her. But I think she can coach somewhere. I mean, she can go overseas and coach. I still think there's a lot of things she can do. I don't know if she could, you know, go back to Sweden and coach. I'm sure she'll have options. She got a lot of very valuable experience. But,
well, hey, it takes some brass balls to say that after a game, to say, like, I think I, you know, can be a head coach in this league. And it's like, well, okay, hey, write your own ticket. I'm all for that self-love, man, and speaking things into existence. You know what I mean? Fake it till you make it.
I mean, we were down 2-0, and you know, this team came back. Like, she's bred resilience and fight in this team. So, right.
I think she's done some numerous things times this year.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, shoot, man. Dude, that's wild, actually. I scroll down on your notes later. Like, I literally just start talking and we get on something and I just scroll down to the Coach Weirbloom section. I'm like, oh, shit, we just did that. That's wild.
We got the trophy thing later if you want to, you know, skip that.
Trophy thing's back there. Hey, Joe's KC Barbecue coming to the stadium. What a time that is for my vegan heart. No, no, it's cool though, right? Like it's a local situation. It's a local business coming in to, like, I mean, it's bringing the city together, man. People know the name.
It's a local business that's nationally renowned.
Yeah.
You know,
I love their chips. They're Guy's potato chips with the Joe's KC seasoning. It's fucking delicious.
When I ate meat, I love Joe's. So like, sure. We had one of our friends visit from LA. We did a couple things. We went to a sporting game, showed around Kansas City and went to Joe's. So
yeah.
And he absolutely loved it. I think what makes the Current special when it comes to integrating the community and what they do. You know, a lot of other teams, specifically in MLS, are kind of corporatizing everything.
Yeah.
Because they can make more money. The Current are taking the community fan route, and I absolutely love to see it.
I went to Angel City game, and they had a local vegan chicken restaurant in the stadium. And I was like, oh my God. If I had season tickets here, I would eat this every time. Every game I'm there, I would make sure I don't eat dinner before the game because I'm eating it at the game. That'd be so dope. This is just one vendor of many to be announced, I'm sure.
Right.
But dude, I've been to multiple stadiums around the country, and the best ones I've been to have that local feel. Austin's got freaking taco trucks out there. Vegan Vietnamese food. Minnesota has some local stuff at their place. It's just, then you go to a place like Sporting, who ditched the Boulevard for Anheuser-Busch and has like concession stands of randomness across the stadium, right? It's different. So this is great. This feels local. This feels like they care, and I'm excited.
What I like about it too, I've talked to a lot of people who are like, I'm going to come and catch a Kansas City Current game at their new stadium because it's a big deal and they want to be part of that. Everybody from around the country want to come and be a part of that. You know, they're going to come to this stadium and get a taste of Kansas City. They may not have much time to visit Kansas City and explore Kansas City and get the general feel and vibe of everything the city has to offer, but they can have a nice taste. They can have a sample size, toned down a touch, but just by coming to the stadium. And I think that's, you know, something to be very proud of, and just a great move by the organization as a whole.
It can't come soon enough, man. I know we'll get a schedule of events, you know, coming out sometime in the off season, telling us when the new season kicks off, and then followed by drafts and the schedule announcement, and stuff ramps up pretty quick around here. So it's I expect more announcements like that at the new stadium. It's exciting. I'm pretty pumped. I'm gonna email my buddy Patrick Mahomes and tell him how pumped I am. If I just respond to that email, does that go to him?
Yeah, just hit reply all. I'm sure he's gonna get it.
Got it. I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Man, did I miss anything?
Good. Yeah, we got one last touch of news. The unofficial, as of pretty much today, the first round of the NWSL 2024 draft order is out. We can only really comment on what, you know, 14, I'm sorry, 1 through, sorry, 1 through 8. So the first one is Utah Royals. They're going to have the first pick. And then second pick goes to Bay FC, you know, Chicago, and all of their 50 goal against glory is going to have the third pick. Kansas City locked in the fourth pick. North Carolina has the fifth pick that they got from Houston. Louisville has a sixth pick, and Washington has the seventh pick, and Orlando has the eighth pick. And then everything after that will you know, kind of be decided upon the playoff results. So
nice.
Never too early to talk about the draft. I'm a draft nerd. I love to talk about it. We're going to cover that pretty extensively over this offseason.
That works. Pretty excited stuff. Maybe we'll see some kind of trade up on our end or something like last year. You never know.
Especially with the expansion draft, you know, that's going to be heartbreaking. I don't want to lose any of these players.
No, for sure. For sure. Well, shoot, man. Okay. Well, guys, thank you so much for being here with us this week. It wasn't a losing podcast. We drew the game and we came with a winning attitude here. So we did it for you. If you guys could be so kind, hit us up on Apple Podcasts, 5 stars, ratings and reviews, Spotify as well. You can reach us at No Other Pod on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Dan Kuser, at Chris Wright 21. Email us, nootherpod@gmail.com. Any questions about the off season you might have? We're locked into the NWSL playoffs, so we're going to come in every week, talk about different storylines, and have a little fun with it. So stay tuned, guys. Nerd out with us on women's soccer, and we'll be back next week. So love you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all 6 of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.